At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
Do you know why there's all this drama over the men's team versus the women's team and all of that? It's because for one fleeting second, the country was united on something. For one second, people weren't at each other's throats. For one second, everybody got behind something.
Can't have that.
For one second, everybody forgot about the stupid nature of politics. They forgot about everything except cheering on their country. And everybody was shouting USA, USA. People were proud. People who, as you heard Jack Hughes's mother, Ellen Hughes, just discuss there, because she also works with, she was on the 1992 women's Olympic hockey team. And so it's a family that is, you know, very steeped in hockey, obviously. It's very, you know, very generational thing. But she's, you know, they're trying to get her to pick between the two, which is so asinine. It shouldn't be that way. But everybody was shouting USA, USA. And I really think that some of this, actually a lot of it, the left can't stand the fact that everybody was on the same page and that everybody was championing the USA. They can't stand it. And it's that, I wrote about this in Grace Canceled, my book that came out literally like right at the start of lockdown. But the idea of common ground is a terrifying thing to a tyrant. It's a terrifying thing to leftists. You can't have common ground. If you have common ground, people are going to be less easy to control if you have common ground. I mean, that's just kind of the way of it. They're less easy to control. They're unified. That means that, oh my gosh, heaven forbid, what if they find common ground on any other issue? Oh, what if they, oh my God, what if they find common ground, dear heavens, no, on, you know, policy. That's what this is all about. It's all about that. So, you know, I was so aggravated, and I have a collection of headlines I can regale you with. But I was so aggravated at seeing some of the headlines for this, because it's so mean, and it's robbing the nation of a celebratory point. It's robbing the nation of that water cooler moment, that thing when everybody can come together. The left is terrified of that. And that's why they don't like, you know, that kind of unity. That's why whenever you find common ground with someone on the left, you know, freaks out and starts shrieking like howler monkeys. They can't stand it. Heaven forbid you have common ground. Heaven forbid. Can't have that. And that's the problem here. Welcome to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We are at the top of this first hour. And we're going to get into all of the stuff that's happening. And also preview the State of the Union. And I just saw that apparently Charlie Kirk's widow is going to be POTUS's guest at the Olympics. Or sorry, State of the Union. Same thing. It's the political Olympics. Let's be real. So she's going to be the guest, which I'm sure is going to infuriate Gal Sharpton. And I really don't want to talk too much about that, because I hate giving demons air. And I think Candace Owens is an absolute demon. I think she's the right's DEI hire. She is. And she's like a fire. She needs oxygen to breathe. And I hate giving people who are not worthy oxygen. And she is not worthy. I don't know if you've seen some of the latest stuff that she's doing, and I don't want to start the show off like this, but going after and attacking widows is godless. Bullying widows is godless. It's not indicative of a Christ mind or a discipleship. Not at all. So we'll come back to that. Because I, God help me, if I start the show that way, I'm going to walk off air. I would rather literally walk off air than start the show with the rights DEI hire. By the way, coming up later today, we've got Brandon Herrera, who's going to be joining us. So that's another thing we got to get into. A lot of stuff happening on the right, because this is a Texas congressional district, the 23rd congressional district of Texas. And all of these text messages keep coming to light. And the husband has spoken out. And Tony Gonzalez has a lot of explaining to do, and blaming it on, you know, his blaming his bad actions on his political opposition is not the way to do it. So we're going to dive into that too. But so the Olympics and state of the are they going to boo the hockey team?
Oh man, wouldn't surprise me.
Do you think they would? I mean, they booed a sick kid last time.
Yes.
Remember that young man that they booed, or they didn't? Maybe I shouldn't say booed. They didn't even stand up and clap for him. Are they going to boo the U.S. men's hockey team? That's the big question. So if you had to think of one thing that you could, you know, put on a bingo card as a square that you think is a possibility of happening, like there's a possibility of this number being called, what would it be? I'm very interested in this, because what are they all going to stand up and applaud? Because then they're going to make the left mad. They're going to make the left mad. And all of these people out there who have been railing for days now, like for instance, over at the Atlantic, they lost their minds. One of the Sally Jenkins, who is this dumb progressive boomer, she's so mad. She goes, medals won by women in USA women in Milan, 17. Medals won by USA men, 12. WNBA viewership, blah, 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 NHL viewership. And then she goes, to those on the men's USA hockey team who laughed at the prospect of sharing a White House visit with women, NHL frequently trails WNBA in the ratings, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Yeah, that's not why they laughed at all. If anybody watched the video and they have more than two brain cells to rub together, they were not laughing at that at all. In fact, as you heard Ellen Hughes, who is just explaining, like, the women cheer on the men cheer on the women. They have this camaraderie in Olympic Village. And there are these, you know, I mean... horrific old witches. Sally Jenkins, this old crazy lady over at the Atlantic, who's so mad. She adds this. She says that they're bitter. She goes, quote, the bitterness of hockey, guys. This is what astounds me on the internet. You say something stupid. Guess what? If you say something stupid and someone reacts to it, that's on you, not them. That's not because they're being triggered. It's that you're on a social media platform and you said something moronic and other people are pointing out how moronic you are. That's the whole point of it. And so she went on, and it's not just her. I'm using her as an example. There are so many progressive female editorialists, rolling my eyes so hard, who are trying desperately to make this a thing. Do you know why? Because no one gives a rat's ass about feminism anymore. Because it's a joke. It was always a cottage industry for boomer progressives like Gloria Steinem and all of that to make a ton of money off of it. I mean, that's all it ever was. And so now they need something. They need to have something. So that's why I ask, because if you have Democrats that stand up and applaud this and applaud the men's hockey team, you're going to infuriate people like Sally Jenkins. Do you really care, though, about infuriating people like Sally Jenkins? Here's the difference between the right and the left. Alyssa Liu is a leftist, and she was one of the woke bitches that Amber Glenn referred to. Amber Glenn constantly was complaining. She was acting like no one's ever seen anybody queer on ice before. She was going on and on about Trump and on about all this other stuff while she's competing. People don't care about that. Shut up. They just want to root for their country, dear heavens. And Amber Glenn didn't understand the assignment. Alyssa Liu understood the assignment. She went out there. She was patriotic, loved her country. Do you realize that sometimes people can be like, oh, that's great. We both love America and we disagree on other things. Yay. I am so sick of this remedial, absolutely asinine, anti-intellectual, tribalist mindset. But the left has that. So when people on the right were celebrating Amber Liu, Alyssa Liu, I was mashing together her and Amber Glenn, the left could not comprehend it. The left cannot comprehend celebrating anything that isn't exactly like the left. And so as a result, They're looking at the right like, you guys are aliens. What is happening? They just don't understand it. And the right can celebrate as long as you're not a jackwagon. We're not looking for excuses to not support someone. I mean, good grief. The fact that, you know, again, Candace Owens being the right's biggest DEI hire, they were so desperate to, oh my gosh, oh my God, more. They freaked out. The right is not looking to condemn anybody. That's why she's even being able to have a career for as long as she has. Career. If you want to call gutter commentary an obsession with the widow of a man who scorned you a career, then by all means, Gal Sharpton. Mm-mm. But the idea that they can, that people can celebrate somebody who's supporting the flag, and yes, I'm proud to be an American, maybe we vote differently, that is a foreign concept to the left. I hope the right never becomes fully entirely like the left in that regard, because that would be a real shame. It would be a real shame. We have a lot more on the way. Just let me set the table really quickly, because also here's something else you need to watch about, watch over. Big companies are now starting to sue on behalf of tariff refunds. There's going to be a wave of companies doing this. So you're going to have the companies that are going to pass all of this on to the consumer as well. This is something you definitely need to keep an eye on, and we're going to talk more about it. This is, and I actually hope POTUS addresses this at State of the Union. Top three things I think that POTUS needs to discuss and hopes that he discusses, we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into looks maxing and how I don't know, I guess people forgot what a metrosexual was. You know that term, Kane, right? Yeah. When was that term popular? Was it early aughts?
No, I think it was the late 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was... when did the Seinfeld... Because I remember, I thought they addressed it in an episode of Seinfeld in the late 90s, but that's just, you know, off the top of my head.
We're going to discuss this because I have the funniest thing. I don't know what it is. It's like, it sounds like a different language. It's the new social media language, but it's actually called a metrosexual. Is what they call it. And they're trying to call them looks maxing guys. It's the dumbest thing ever. So we're going to dive into that. We got the latest with the Gonzalez text. We're also going to get into the narrative that Tucker's people are trying to float. They're trying to act like it was Mike Huckabee that created an international incident. We're going to correct that. A whole bunch of stuff. Man, Donnie needs help shoveling snow. One hang up, you got to have a photo ID. Not to vote, but to shovel snow. As we move, the folks who help make it possible, the people over at Bernegun, I've told you before that I have no problem carrying, using lethal force to protect myself, but I also realize that sometimes we have instances where we are disallowed use of exercising our Second Amendment right, keeping yourself safe. And a lot of these entities don't, whether it's private property, municipal, whatever it is, and they don't offer any kind of security to keep you safe, which is unfortunate. So what are you going to do? You know, you could get a stun gun, but that's like one or two rounds. What you should check out is the Byrna Compact Launcher, or CL for short. It's the most compact. It's roughly the size of an iPhone. There's no recoil, easy target acquisition, made in the U.S. of A, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And it has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge compared to the one or two rounds from, you know, like a taser, which just not good. Not as good. You got a lot more opportunity here with a 15-round shot capacity. And it doesn't care about gun-free zones. There's no gun-free zones that it cares about because it's not a gun. No permits, no background checks. You buy it online and they send it right to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and get your Byrna today. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
College underemployment is at crisis levels. Almost half of recent college grads are working in jobs that do not require a college degree. We have not seen numbers like these since when? 2008.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the Winter Olympics, it closed with nearly double the viewers from 2022, according to new audience ratings. NBC Universal's coverage averaged more than 23 million viewers. Peacock had its best month ever, they said. So it's a lot of people that maybe a lot more that tuned in. You know what? I bet a lot more would tune in if some of these athletes just tried to stop being polemicists and, you know, politicos and just decided to be the athletes they are. You know, I don't walk over and knock the skis out of somebody else's hand. So why? It's not the example that I want to give, but oh, gosh, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able to get over the looks Maxine segment that's coming up. Democrats introduced the... Wait, if it's an act, I should be able to say it.
No.
It's news, Kane.
No, just F-word.
It is the go do something sexually unflattering to yourself ICE Act that starts with an F. That's what they introduced in the New Jersey General Assembly. And they... It stands... This is literally what they're saying. It's called the Fight Unlawful Conduct and Keep Individuals and Communities Empowered Act.
Okay.
Fight Unlawful Conduct and Keep. I am going to start doing this all the time now. They want to establish state-level civil cause of action. Basically, it's a bunch of dummies that have nothing else to propose, and this is all they got. That's literally it. Gen Z is reviving DVDs and Blu-rays, and video rental shops are recording record months and membership numbers. I don't even know why, but I actually love it. It is the new vinyl. Physical media sales declined only 9% in 2025. Previously, it was like 20 to 25%. So it's a dramatic shift. Younger customers are citing frustration and they have subscription fatigue and they're mad about having content scattered across platforms. And they view physical media as like a form of cultural rebellion. There is something, you know what? There's something magical about being a kid. Today's like, you know, today's younger Zoomers and Alpha, the kids who are still in school, they will never understand the joy of a Friday night walking with your family to a Blockbuster video, getting some candy, renting a movie. Oh, you knew it was going to be a happening Friday night. What? Those were the days. But so I'm happy for them that they're bringing that back. We have a lot more on the way. Some interesting stuff with the GOP. Stick with us. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately. And honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get rich quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically they look for stability. And physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I appreciate, I think maybe the most that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with the Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amidst this, DSNY has been hard at work to expand their supervision capacity for the snow shoveler program. And as of today, they can now deploy 1,800 New Yorkers per shift. Due to the historic nature of this blizzard, we've increased pay to $30 per hour. You can walk into any DSNY garage until 8 p.m. this evening, and then starting again at 9 a.m. tomorrow. All you need to bring is two forms of ID to ensure you get paid.
Two! I feel like the count from Sesame Street. Two! Forms of ID. How many forms of ID do you have to vote?
None.
Wait. What?
None.
Oh, you know why? I get it. It's way more important to protect the integrity of shoveling snow than it is to protect the integrity of voting. What do you mean integrity of voting? What is that going to be about? What? Welcome back to the program. Bottom of this first hour. He's, and he's taking it from the NYPD budget for $30. $30 an hour for snow removal. That's your job. You should already have that figured out, Slick. This is what happens when you put a Nepo baby with zero life experience in charge of a city. In charge of the biggest city in the United States of America. Wow. I can't even believe what I'm about to say. But I actually think Poot Booty Juice would do a better job than this. I'm going to choke. I almost choked you to
I would say the job would be equal. It'd probably be equal.
Okay, full stop right now. I feel like there needs to be an award created for the joke I did not make just now. Because, Kane, I was going to say, hold up, everybody. I was going to say, you know, if it's about, then Booty Juice is the great, he's really good at that.
That would be accurate.
Yeah, especially, I can't tell you guys because it's, you know, a little
blue. It is science, though. It's just science-based.
$30 an hour, thou must have. If you get the newsletter, you saw this headline. For those of you who subscribe over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, my newsletter, you would have seen this. You would have seen this headline. Not one. Let me get the full array of requirements out because there are a lot. So 18 plus, and I'm going to read right from, literally it's from nyc.gov. So you have to be 18 plus. You must bring two small photos, 1.5 inches square, two original forms of ID, and your social security card to a registration appointment. So if you're going to shovel snow in Manhattan, you have to bring all of these things in. You have to have the two small photos, two original forms of ID, and your social security card. You have to be able to perform heavy physical labor in cold, wet conditions, and it goes up to anywhere from $19 an hour up to $28 per hour after 40 hours. Yeah. So again, not even just two forms of ID. You also have to bring in two small photos and your social security card.
That sounds really oppressive.
That sounds racist. That is so racist.
You know what's even worse? Is that every government system that's ever been created, there's somebody who can take advantage of it and can actually make things worse than the intent that whole policy was meant in, you know, whatever context it was meant. Now, Juan's got something for you here. Look what New Yorkers are doing with this program of $30 an hour. Because, by the way, He upped it from, what was it, 28?
Yeah, to 30. So a couple bucks extra.
This is now how they're handling the system in New York.
Hey, fellow New Yorkers. I'm here in the snow. And listen to this. So Mamdani here in New York, you know, he wants us to shovel. And he'll pay you up to $29 an hour. Okay? Listen to this. So they want you to have two forms of ID, including your social security. Funny, huh? And guess what? You go there.
All right. We all know, but the bottom line is they actually sign up, they get their shovel, they pretend to work. They just go home. They don't shovel any snow. They just go home and they get paid $30 an hour.
What do you mean they get a shovel?
I don't know.
They just hand them out shovels?
Yeah, they're handing the city's giving out shovels to people that sign up. Your people in Radioland is not seeing the face you're making.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're fake shoveling even just to get the money.
Yeah. And so they're taking advantage of a system. They're logging hours of shoveling snow that they didn't shovel. And they're just getting paid out of a budget that is clearly already strained.
I mean, I would think the city would have people that do that that, I mean, you have like entire DOTS, Department of Transportation, that deal with that type of stuff. And I guess they don't have that in Manhattan. Or it's not that they don't have it, it's because they're all ridiculously statist morons and they can't figure out. This is what happens if you put a Nepo baby in charge. He has no idea what he's doing. Meanwhile, his wife out there is preening at Fashion Week and sitting front row while he's, you know, going out and getting monogram jackets made so he can act like he's doing something about the snowstorm. I'm telling you, like, it's Exotic Joe. Joe Exotic all over again. It's exactly what it is. Cut 13. This was New York PD. Officers getting booed and hitting with snowballs yesterday in Washington Square Park. Listen to this. Pelting them with snowballs. I guess it's better than like what the left usually does. They're not using bullets this time, or vehicles, or SUVs. They're throwing snow at them. They're throwing snowballs at them. So don't bitch and moan about not getting your snow shoveled. I wouldn't want to shovel snow for any of these people either. Hell, I'd spray the sidewalks with more water while it freezes. I wouldn't want to help anybody. Good heavens. No, make them all do it themselves. And, what did you say, Kane? They put rocks in them sometimes?
The left is so cruel. Like,
of course they do.
They'll throw frozen water bottles. They'll throw these snowballs, which look so innocent, right? But they'll put, like, rocks in them. They'll put, like, heavy objects into the snowball. And then when you get hit with it, it's devastating. And then they're like, oh, you're just, you know, you're weak because you got hit by snow. The left does not play fair.
This is the way it is.
I don't believe in playing fair either. Because that you're just telegraphing where the playing field is, and part of the advantage is that your opponent doesn't know what playing field they're on. Just, you know, the more you know. So in addition to all of this, we were talking about State of the Union, getting everything kind of set up for that. I've been seeing, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, the whole thing with Tucker Carlson and the disastrous interview that he did with Mike Huckabee. And I really do think that that's one of the reasons that he pulled the stunt that he did at that airport, because he knew that, you know, this was going to be a poo show, right? It was going to be bad. So now I've seen people float this headlines like this, quote, Trump team on damage control after Huckabee comments on Israel. And it's a Politico piece that's written by someone who's known, a byline that's known for just reprinting oppo. I mean, if you work in media at all, you get to know the bylines that do and the bylines that don't. So they're trying to make it like it's Mike Huckabee's problem. I would imagine that this is coming. Look, I got questions, and I'm going to tell you guys, a lot of this is about shuffling the deck and getting ready for post-Trump. Tucker Carlson's son, Buckley, is like a deputy press guy within J.D. Vance's campaign. J.D. Vance was heavily promoted by Tucker and Peter Thiel. No matter what, and I know a lot of people don't like Mitch McConnell. God knows that I have my complaints with him over the past, you know, 10 plus years I've been on air. But J.D. Vance wouldn't even be in the Senate had Mitch McConnell not come in to the tune of like $32 million and bailed him out, because he was not leading his Ohio Senate race. And even after that amount of money, he only won by like, you know, barely a percentage point. It was that incredibly close. But there is an effort to try to shuffle the deck to position Vance after Trump. And I think this is all part of it, personally. These are people that are, they're seeding the ground, I think, to push out people like Rubio. We're going to do a deep dive on that later, you know, at some point in the program, not necessarily right now. But these are the same people that are floating these kinds of narratives. Oh, Trump team's on damage control. There's no damage control. And any Arab nation that would have called and expressed discontent, I would have told to go pound all the sand in the Sahara. No, no, no. They're having a hypothetical conversation about certain issues. And we have one, our ambassador in Israel, who is correcting the false narratives, being promoted by a Qatari propagandist. And we talked, and it's amazing to me, and I'm going to be real snotty for a second, the number of drive-bys who take issue with my critique. I want all of the drive-bys with their giant fat backsides to have a million seats, because unlike them, I actually know the people that are involved in this, and I have known them for over a decade. So if anybody is going to be positioned to know more about the issue between me and the drive-bys, it's me. So have a million seats to all those drive-bys out there, and happy to literally choke you to death with receipts. You just say the word. I'm your Huckleberry. Now, oh, of course, rhetorically speaking. Now, the whole thing with this is this narrative that's being floated is designed to take some of the heat off Tucker and try to refocus it and put it on Huckabee. And Huckabee, he did, I mean, he was very eloquent, and I thought he dismantled all of this. So now they're trying to hurt him with this narrative. They're trying to promote these narratives like, the Trump administration's on damage control because of Huckabee. But it wasn't Huckabee that was called into the White House and told to walk this stuff back. It was Tucker. So you have two camps within the administration right now that are leaking. You have the camp that's trying to push this narrative about Trump and Huckabee. He's upset with Huckabee, and Huckabee's, set off an international incident. And then there's the camp that's actually saying, no, this is what's going on. Tucker had to go to the White House, and Trump was telling him to knock it off and was telling him to stop bashing Israel and stop talking about stuff he has no concept of. And that includes anything about the Christian faith. And so one of the headlines, Trump has had enough of Tucker Carlson. After months of warnings from inside and outside the White House, Trump is asking for Carlson to cut his Israel bashing. There are two camps right now in the Trump administration. One of them is promoting Chrislam, right? And the one is promoting Chrislam, and the other is just trying to be a normal God-fearing faction. That's what's happening within the Trump administration right now. And they are all jockeying to get in position for when Trump leaves office. They're all jockeying for control of the party when Trump is finished with his second and final term. That's what really a lot of this comes down to. And I do think that there is, I think, a part of the Chrislam faction that's taking place. I do honestly think that that's a result of a lot of spending by countries like Qatar. And that's not projection, and it's not hyperbole. There are receipts. They spend more than every other nation on earth lobbying and in the United States, whether it's academics, whether it's in Hollywood. I mean, they're taking over the CCP and with the monetary amounts being spent on American colleges and universities and in Hollywood. I mean, if you thought Tencent buying up, gaming and film and all of that was bad, wait until you see the Qatari money that's coming in, because it's almost 2-1. That's just the money that's public. That's just the stuff that we know about. We're not even getting into the weeds of the purchasing of influencers. So this is what all of this is about. It is a giant psyop to see the United States for Chrislam. And you have a faction that's also in part using it to try to set themselves up to take over post-Trump. They don't believe in primaries. They don't even believe in elections. They just believe in passing the baton and creating and fabricating some sort of makeshift quasi-hereditary, power transfer. That's all this is. And it's pretty obvious who's who and who's on what, right? Some of this even bleeds over into the Charlie Kirk stuff with Candace Owens. There's tentacles everywhere. So this is a ridiculously false narrative. I thought that Huckabee did very well in that debate. And it's propaganda designed as content that's being pushed by the same people who look the other way on Steve Bannon. All of them. All of this is connected, and you need to be aware of it. So FYI, the folks who help bring you the program, the people at Relief Factor, you guys are very familiar with you should be, the 3-week quick start. And Relief Factor just wants to make it to where you can reclaim your freedom, your mobility, the whole nine yards. And that's with their formula. It's 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients. So they include things like omega-3s and resveratrol, all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related, age-related, whatever, any kind of discomfort. And you don't have to accept pain as your new normal. Relief Factor supports your body's natural inflammatory response. It causes aches and soreness and stiffness and all of that. And you can try it for yourself. They have a 3-week quick start, and you can see just how fast Relief Factor can be a game changer for you. Easy to get. Just call the number 800-4-RELIEF, or you can visit relieffactor.com. So that's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I don't understand why anyone would want to be in the vicinity of this president at all. I'm just being honest. If they called on the phone call, I would say no thanks. Do you want to take the call? No. Tell them to call someone else. I'm not interested in being part of this.
Nobody's calling you.
I'm not interested in being part of this when he is not a patriot and he doesn't care about this country.
Well, no one cares, Don Lemon. No one cares. The only reason that we're even talking about him right now is so we can make fun of him. Otherwise, nobody cares about the content that he spews in the world. He's upset because the hockey team got a phone call. He's upset because the hockey team is going to the State of the Union. I don't understand why anybody would be. You know what? If Don Lemon had an opportunity to interview POTUS, he would like fall all over himself and probably stroke out. Like, you know, old timey. Never mind. You know that's true. You know that's all true. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this oversaturation of just dumb progressive commentary. Make people normal again. It's going to be very interesting, the State of the Union tonight. Everyone's saying it'll be long. This will probably be one of his longer speeches. Sorry, Juan and Steve. Because they're going to have so much to get. Because I think he needs to discuss the Iran situation. Obviously, tariffs, especially now that we have these companies that are suing for refunds. Who's going to be paying that? The consumer. That's something he does have to address. That's a real thing he's got to talk about. There was a poll that came out, and I actually looked at the cross. I don't know what section of the U.S. they pulled it from, but it was fairly evenly sampled. It was only like a half point more ours, and 6 in 10 were getting critical of his economic policy, and that's always been a strong point. And I think it's just because people are looking at the price fluctuations. They're looking at the headlines with tariffs. They're looking at things like companies suing to get refunds. I mean, and they're a little concerned about it. He needs to use tonight to assuage those concerns, smooth it over, reset the table, reset the narrative. This is when he needs to push back in a serious, intentional way against all of the legacy press and those narratives. He needs to push back on that in a very serious way. I would love for him also to shut down all the woke Reich stuff, but I don't think that's going to happen tonight. I don't think that's going to be a focus. I think it's going to be specifically things like economic policy, foreign policy, things of that nature. He'll be looking at immigration. He may get into through a portion on immigration. He may get into Islamism. We'll see. But remember, by the way, for the people who are asking what Chrislam is, you know how you have Judeo-Christian, and that is looking at Old Testament. That's, you know, part of the reason why Chrislam is Christian Islam, like Islamic Christian instead. And they're absolutely, that is what people are trying to do. Absolutely. We have a lot more on the way. Second hour coming up. Stick with us. Our partners that will bring you the program, it's the folks over at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only wireless provider, Christian conservative wireless provider in the nation. They have prioritized premium nationwide coverage on the same or better than big carriers. They have fast speeds, 100% U.S.-based support team, unlimited data plans, mobile hotspots, international roaming, and so much more. Everything that you would expect from these top-tier carriers. And it's super easy to switch. You know, they can get you activated and transferred over in minutes. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number. There's absolutely no hassle. My mother was able to do it in a matter of minutes, so I know you're going to be able to do it as well. And every bill, every dollar that you spend on your service funds the things that you vote to protect. You're not giving your money towards gun control and DEI, which honestly, if you haven't made the switch, you're funding that right now. So you need to make the switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Use code Dana for a free month of service. It's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, code Dana, 972-PATRIOT. Switch today.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
No, you're not talking about voter ID. That's the way Trump defines it. But you're talking about, now I don't know about California's initiative, but I do know what's going on in Washington, is that some geniuses think that before you can, maybe I have it wrong here, register to vote, you need a passport or your birth certificate. Do you have a passport or your birth certificate?
Yeah.
At the moment?
Do you?
I do.
Right.
I
have, but millions of people don't. I don't have my birth certificate. God knows how I get it.
Then you're a moron. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You are the stupidest, one of the stupidest people ever. Maybe it's because he predates parchment.
Yep.
And it's like chiseled in stone somewhere.
That's what it is.
Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. It's not difficult. It's not difficult, people. It really is not difficult. You can call your hospital. Now they have like online forms and you just fill it out and do it. It's not a big deal. And it's super easy. It's not just women. If you change your name, you move to a different state, you've got to get a new ID. That's the way it works. Everyone's like, I was murdered. You weren't murdered, ladies. You weren't. You really weren't. Just stop with it all. I can't deal. It's just... Is he one of the people who's not going to State of the Union tonight?
Oh, good question.
I think he is, because he likes being seen.
Yeah.
But we'll see about all of that. All right. So we've been talking about the left in hockey. We've been discussing all of those things. We're previewing the State of the Union. Tomorrow, we're going to have full analysis of it. And I anticipate a lot of discussion about tariffs and tax policy and foreign policy. And also discussing immigration. He's going to go through his hits. He's going to go over all of his wins. But there are certain issues that need to be remedied before midterms. There is a deficiency in the GOP with attention to several certain issues. They're going to have to address it. And one of his guests, well, his guest tonight, he announced it earlier, is Erica Kirk. Charlie Kirk's widow is going to be there. So I feel like it's gone on long enough, and I'm so tired of this. All of this nonsense that I keep seeing, this, and I hate giving people oxygen that I don't think deserve it. Candace Owens is a DEI hire for the right. The right got super excited, as they do, with unproven people who are brand new to the principle and have no intellectual mooring for some reason. And they just get super excited. Like, this person's going to be the savior of the movement. This is going to be, and it's not. I mean, the savior is you, you know, I mean, well, I mean, right, but you know, for politically speaking, it's everybody. And I think Erica Kirk, I'm mystified by some of this stuff. I was talking about, we mentioned it a little bit of it last hour. And I am mystified by some of the stuff that I've seen. I was looking at, for instance, like, I think without TPUSA and without some of that, the drama, I think Owens goes away because her entire being is wrapped up in that. I mean, how long has this been going on now? For real, this has been going on like since Charlie was murdered. It's been going on that long. It's insane. And I mean, the whole, I don't even have words for it anymore. I really don't. I don't have. Did you see the image? I guess she's, I don't watch her program because I have a life. I don't watch it. And she's apparently doing a special. I'm pulling up something that I can have for myself here. She's apparently, I guess, doing a special on Erica Kirk. How is this not demonic looking, by the way? I just, this is absolutely demonic. And Erica Kirk is going to be a guest of POTUS tonight. So I just think it's already gone way too far. I think Candace is a demon who is scorned because Charlie picked his wife over her. You know, that's, I think Candace thought she was going to be able to run TPUSA with her questionably heterosexual British husband. And that's not what happened. She acts like a bunny boiler. She acts like Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction. And that's honestly what this is about. That coupled with her very desperate need for attention, which has been her entire life. She is very consistent in the cringe level need for attention and clicks. And I'm going to tell you, may God have mercy on the souls of people who persecute widows. I mean, I shouldn't have to list all the instances in scripture where we're called to care for widows, no matter whether or not you like how they look. Anybody who has a need of self-aggrandizement that overpowers God's command on bearing false witness and God's command on the treatment of widows, may God have mercy on your soul too, because this is insane. And it would help if some of the grifters and the dime a dozen that were clinging on to Charlie's orbit, they are all so eager and shameless to make a buck off of him, but they are silent when it comes to defending his widow. They're complicit in this, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I was thinking about this after I saw that image, and maybe some of the people who said, well, Candace isn't going after his widow directly. Well, yeah, she is now. What are you going to do about it? What's good? She's going directly after her. I realize that, you know, not everybody's perfect and not everybody's perfect in faith, but I don't have any discernible evidence that this woman's a Christian. I have no discernible evidence that Candace Owens is a Christian. Do Christians race hustle? That's how she started out, race hustling with the NAACP, suing white teenagers. That's how she started out. Bearing false witness? Is that a Christian thing? Is that what Jesus would do? Or what about persecuting widows because you're scorned and jealous? Is that a Christian hallmark? Judge them by their fruits. You know, I think of in Matthew, was it Matthew 7? I don't see any discernible Christian discipleship in the behavior that I see from Owens. And it's just nonstop for months and months. And anybody that comments on it for the first time, they're like, why are you attacking her? What are you talking about? She's been doing this for 6 months. This is insane. It's demented. I don't understand the group of women that follow all over everything she says. Are you that unfulfilled in your lives that this is what you do? I mean, if online behavior is anything to go by, no wonder you have all this free time on your hands. Your husbands don't want to have anything to do with you. Oh, if it cuts, then it's meant to be. This has gone on way too long. It's ridiculous. And I do wish that, you know, you see some of Charlie's real friends out there defending her, but then all those grifters, that promo code Bannon, you know, all those grifters out there, they're more eager to make a buck off him than defend the widow of their so-called friend. It's ghastly. No, there's nothing Christian in Owen's behavior here. Nothing at all. There's nothing that would lead you to indicate or that would indicate or lead you to believe that she is in any way some sort of disciple. This is the type of person that puts it on for clicks. That's it. I mean, going after someone, and I hear people say all the time, well, she's creepy, she's put together. I don't care what your objections are. Who are you? How dare you? You're judgmental jackwagons. You need to question your walk with Jesus too. We've talked before. She's a pageant girl. I shouldn't even have to explain any of this. I've met her a couple times. Is her aesthetic mine? No. But what does that matter? Good is good and evil is evil. What does someone's appearance matter to you in that context? Oh, she walked out. I actually had someone say to me, she walked out in a sparkly dress. That's your objection? Go pray because you need Jesus. I'm so tired of this stuff. And some of this is from people who don't even know these people. This is why I pray legitimately that we get just hit by an asteroid and obliterated because we deserve it. I mean, you know, Jesus is Jesus because he did something that I wouldn't do for anybody. I don't love y'all enough to do it. Sorry. It's mean to say, but it's true. I'd be lying otherwise. I mean, good night. These people who don't even know, and they jump in gleefully to gossip about a widow that they've never even met. How sad is that of an existence? No one holds their tongue. In order to be seen in society, everybody has to have a hot take. It's disgusting. It is not an attractive quality. And she's going to be the guest at State of the Union tonight. I'm wondering if she's even, you know, the left is going to sit down when he acknowledges her. They're not going to stand up and applaud. And then all of the, you know, the woke Reich is going to go crazy because they've been fed this diet of conspiracy theories. It's just shameful. You know, I imagine it's not difficult to grieve in public for someone who was such a presence as Charlie was. I can't even imagine how difficult it is with young kids to grieve in public and to continue going on. That's not suspicious. It's called strength. And a lot of the people commenting on her lack it. And I'm wondering if one of the reasons that some people are so jealous and have this crazy, you know, idea is because they're seeing what's deficient within their own lives. Whether or not you like how someone dresses or dabs their eyes or has extensions or whatever is irrelevant to what you are called to do scripturally as it pertains to treatment of widows. And if you can't agree on that, then you take your fight to God. Good luck with you, because it ain't going to happen. But I am so tired of this fake Christian packaging and this fake trad, all of it. I mean, and I hate even commenting on it because I feel like it cheapens what I do. It cheapens the content here. It cheapens the nature of commentary to even have to comment on this ridiculous nonsense. It is embarrassing for the right. And if the right had self-awareness, they'd cringe to death. It is so embarrassing. That's why I always avoid it, talking about it. But this stuff has gone too far. This is absolutely demonic. And I rarely say that. But this is evil. And I don't care if you don't like the way Erica Kirk looks or not. I don't care if you approve of how she mourns. I don't care if you don't approve of the pyrotechnics that they had at the memorial I attended that the drive-bys didn't. That's something Charlie liked, and he viewed that as a measure of how big a movement was, by the way, whether or not you could fill a room big enough to have pyrotechnics. But nobody, in their zeal to join the gossip, stopped to even consider or even look for themselves as to why that was present. I hope you feel convicted for those who did it. Scripture doesn't ask for you to like the person that you're supposed to love. It's easy to like people that are easy to like. People who are always nice to you, never object. People who never challenge you in any way. I mean, it's super lazy and easy to do that. Even the weakest person can do it. But I'm just really shocked by a lot of what I've been seeing on the right. A lot of godlessness that's dressed up as fake faith. Now, I'm just pointing it out because I'm not the one that y'all got to worry about. I'm not the one that they got to be concerned with. The one that they got to be concerned with is the one that's going to be meeting them at the gate and calling them to account for every idle phrase they said, every time they lied, every time that they dragged a widow's name through the mud, every single time. And you know what? You're not going to tell God, oh, well, I was doing it for clicks. That just makes it worse. I was doing it to chase clout. That just makes it worse. So those people are going to, I'm not the one they got to worry about. They got to worry about availing themselves. They always say Christ is king, but they don't live it. And it shows.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. BromFuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk.
This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Public Storage is leaving California and they're heading to Texas. Okay, I don't want you coming to Texas unless you're going to vote actually conservative. Yeah. Otherwise, I think we all need to go out there and rearrange all the signs on the interstates and point towards Oklahoma that's where Texas is so they can go there. Because I don't want nobody else coming here. I don't want nobody else coming here with their H-1Bs or anything else. So if you're coming here, you better vote conservative or GTFO. That's all there is to it. Done. I'm so tired of it. A mom of three who vanished 24 years ago while Christmas shopping was found alive and well. Well, what happened? She gave up. Dude, I don't even know. This is weird. A North Carolina mother, 24 years ago, she went just missing. And she was 38 years old at the time. This was back in 2001. She left her home to go Christmas shopping at Kmart on December 9th. And then her daughter said that she remembered their mother kissing them goodnight, leaving their house around 8:30 p.m. And then she never came back. At her request, her current whereabouts still remain undisclosed. She does not want anybody to find her. Apparently, she just, what in the world? I have never heard of anything like that before. She just wants to be left alone. I don't know. Something's off. This is weird. A baby was born in the back of a tractor trailer during central Pennsylvania's worst storm in years. This was in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The mom went into labor a month early during a major snowstorm and had to have her first baby in the back of a tractor trailer. And it was supposed to be a routine stop, and it turned into an emergency delivery. They were on the road. The truck driver said that the roads were completely covered in snow. The couple, he and his wife, had been staying at a motel after finishing deliveries. They weren't expecting their baby for another month, and then her water broke. And they were kind of freaking out, like, what are we going to do? The roads are closed, snow's piling up. And they had to take their semi and bring her to the hospital. But the state police stopped him because the highway was shut down. And then he lost signal, and his wife had the baby. Wow, it's insane. We have Senator Marsha Blackburn up next. Stick with us.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour, and we're previewing the State of the Union Address. And it's starting to become a little bit like hockey. You know, you're waiting for the fights. And I think we're all going to be watching tonight to see some of the fights that are breaking. I mean, you've got some Democrats that are going to be holding a rally outside, and you got others that are threatening to do all kinds of stunts inside. So what can we actually expect? And just so you all know, apparently at Andrews Air Force Base, I was looking at my monitor, Team USA just arrived. So they are going to be there. What an exciting moment for them. Joining us right now from the beautiful state of Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn. She joins us. She's going to be at the State of the Union, and she's gone. And maybe, Senator, if I'm speaking out of turn for you, you let me know. But you've always gone to the State of the Union, even if a Democrat's president, because that's your job. That's what voters elected you to do, is show up, and you show up and you listen to what the State of the Union is, and you listen to the, you know, the president of the United States. And it just so happens this time it's a Republican.
That is right. And you honor the office. And that is one of the things. This is the president's chance every year to say, this is what we did and this is where we're going. And my hope is that President Trump is going to lay out where we were a year and a half ago with 9% inflation, with all this chaos in the world, with wars raging, and look at where we are today. Inflation is down. We've restored our standing in the world. The economy is growing. Our allies are working with us, and our adversaries and enemies fear us. Dana, that is a solid record of accomplishment.
It is. The night and day difference from where we were. Yes. What are you hoping, Senator, that the president really hits tonight? It seems like everybody has one thing that they hope the president addresses. I mean, I'm expecting some stuff on tariffs, some stuff on Iran, but what are you waiting to hear?
My hope is that he is going to continue to talk about the economy, the working families tax cut, big, beautiful bill. And Dana, we had one of my provisions in that we're hearing a lot of positive about, and that is removing the federal income tax from Social Security Ooh. Payments. And every senior is getting a $6,000 bonus deduction. And for about 85% of our nation's seniors, that removes all of the tax from their Social Security earnings. So seniors are going to love this. If it's a husband and wife filing jointly, a $12,000 bonus deduction. Mm. And we want them to get that money in their pocket and know that they are not going to have to pay tax on their Social Security.
Yes.
So I hope he talks about that. I also expect that the president is going to honor our military men and women who globally this year have done a fabulous job of protecting the freedoms and liberties we enjoy here at home.
I know a lot, Senator, a lot of your fellow Republicans are going to be having their guests, some of the angel families. And the president, of course, yes. just signed that referendum earlier this week with the angel families present. That's something that it's very difficult. I know the media is going to try to ignore it, but that's a very significant thing. And I thought that the press conference that he held as he signed it was incredibly impactful.
It was impactful. I have a family out of Tennessee, DJ and Wendy Corcoran, and their son Pierce was killed by an illegal alien. They were in that group at the White House, were invited to be there, and we're so grateful to be there and for the recognition of an angel family day of remembrance, and appreciative that the president recognized their loss and that he is doing something about it. You know, the fact that he deported 66,000 of the, or 660,000 of these criminal illegal aliens last year, and that the border crossings, illegal border crossings, have been reduced by 93%. And I will say this, with these cartels in a war down in Mexico, are we not ever so grateful that Donald J. Trump secured the southern border, and these people can't be running over that border into the United States.
I was just going to say, Senator, you were reading my mind. For those joining us, Senator Marsha Blackburn is has joined us also via video. I was just thinking the same thing, because I can't even imagine what the deluge would be like at the border had it still be open like it was under Biden and Harris, with all the cartel violence happening. That, what a nightmare. And those, of course, the people that are committing the violence, those are the ones that the left are defending against ICE agents.
That's right. You know, and when you look at DHS funding, Dana, ICE is funded through 2029. You can go stand on your head all day long, and it is not going to affect ICE funding. That is done. But 35% of DHS funding is FEMA. In Tennessee, we're recovering from an ice storm. You look at the storm that has just hit the Northeast and the East Coast. They want FEMA out there, but they're not willing to pay them. And they have shut down DHS funding for the third time this year. And it is FEMA, it is TSA that are not getting paid. ICE is not covered in this, so they can bellyache all day long about ICE. But here's the thing to note. The Democrats are defending illegal aliens and are putting them before U.S. citizens that need the support of FEMA right now because of these storms and cannot get it because people are not working because they are not going to get a paycheck. And if they're going to go to the airport and wait in a very long, lengthy TSA line, it is because TSA is not being paid. That is why they've had to close down PreCheck. It's why they've had to close down Global Entry. So, you know, the Democrats have again picked the wrong fight because they are mad at President Trump and have a massive case of TDS.
Yes, and that's a very notable thing that you just said too about the ICE funding. I think people can stand on their head, but it's still happening. You know, maybe if they're upset about people not working for the snowstorm, they can do what Ma'am Donnie does and require three different forms of ID to go and shovel snow, which, you know, brings me to that SAVE Act, because I know this is, while you all are dealing with the State of the Union, you also have the SAVE Act in the Senate. And from what I understand, Senator Thune was saying that we're still pretty far away from having enough votes to overcome a Democrat filibuster. What is your thought from the viewpoint that you have inside the Senate?
Listen, I continue to talk with my colleagues to see if we can get the Save America Act across the finish line. I have been a co-sponsor on this now for 3 years. It is good old common sense. Require a photo ID. If you got to show five IDs to go shovel snow and get a check in New York City, and wasn't it just really, it was almost laughable hearing Mondami say, we don't cut checks to just anybody. You got to show us these IDs. But, you know, you can go vote and not be a citizen and not prove who you are and not show that proof to register to vote and to vote. So contradiction going on there. But the Save America Act to preserve the integrity of our elections and one person, one vote, everybody should be for this.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to ask you before we let you go, and we're talking with Senator Marsha Blackburn, you sent a letter to the Apple CEO because I don't even use their news app. There's certain sites that I don't even go to, certain apps that I just can't even use, because it's just so overwhelmingly partisan. You can't even search for things in the app. It won't even bring up certain things that challenge the narratives from the legacy press. Have you heard back from Tim Cook, the CEO, by the way?
Not yet.
Oh.
But I did write him because Media Research Center and AllSides.com had research showing that they were incredibly biased, and the vast majority, like 60, 70, 80% of all their articles were from left of center groups and publications. And in the month of January, they posted 500 articles. Zero, not one, came from a center-right, right-leaning, or conservative group. They all came left of center and leftist. Now, 150 million Americans have the Apple News app on their phone, and they get their news off that because it comes preloaded on the iPhone. So my letter to Tim Cook is, why are you doing this? What is the criteria used to post an article? How do you make these determinations? Are you doing this subjectively or algorithmically? How have you programmed your LLMs? We need some answers on this.
I think that's fair to ask, especially if it's, because in that way it's acting as a publication. If it's curating the content, you know, newspapers and TV networks, they have to abide by certain restrictions you know, everybody supported. But so why shouldn't an app, if it's acting as a publisher, why shouldn't they also have to follow the same
rules? And they should be. Yes, they should be doing that because they are considering themselves a news source. It is Apple News, just like it would be NBC News or, you know, any of the others. So if you're going to be a news source, don't you think you should have a news director? Don't you think you should be free of bias? Don't you think you should give both sides of a story? Now, that is what a news outlet does.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is opinion journalism, and you've added that filter of opinion to the news, and you are subjectively pushing forward or suppressing certain periodicals or certain viewpoints. And I think it is important that people be able to see both sides of a story and make up their own mind.
Amen to that. Senator Marsha Blackburn, we will be watching the State of the Union. We appreciate everything that you do. You fight so hard for not just for Tennesseans, but for everybody. You're one of the real ones that's in D.C., and we really are grateful for you. Thank you, Senator. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Take care.
Of course. You too. We have more to come, folks, as we wrap up this second hour. We got Florida Man coming up, and as I said, we're previewing State of the Union, and also that really crazy case coming out of Texas. Tony Gonzalez, well, Brandon Herrera, his opponent, is going to be joining us.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so where to start? Let me start with this dude because he fell into a stranger's pool. A Port Charlotte man was arrested after he fell into a stranger's pool. It's just Port Charlotte, Florida. He was arrested. I'm not even saying his last name. What the heck is that? One Y. Okay, you got two Y's and a ton of consonants. That's too much. Shorten it up. Save some Y's for the rest of us. Christopher Zibrzarkirk. He claimed to be a CIA agent after drinking vodka Thursday afternoon and forgetting where he lived. And it led him, oh, I love the name of the street that it's on. It led him to a stranger's home on Monet Avenue. You know, like the painting. He is like a Monet, like far away. It looks nice, and up close, it's a mess. A couple living on Monet Avenue said there was a stranger that was knocking on their door asking to stay a few days. And they told him to go bother someone else. By the way, that's so Floridian. Go bother somebody else. Like, that's it. So he ended up making his way inside of their lanai, which I only know how to pronounce because I grew up watching Golden Girls with my mother. The resident, this name came. This is a whole show. This name, Rusty Simplex.
There it is.
That's the resident, Rusty Simplex.
Sounds like a wrestling move.
That sounds like a character from Eastbound and Down. That's what it sounds like. He says, he remarked, quote, this is a real quote, I would shove my boot so far up his, expletive, he would be tasting leather. The couple called 911. Then they heard a splash as he fell through their pool cover into the water. And then he climbed out of the pool, knocked on the back door, and asked for French fries and a towel. Rusty Simplex questioned, was he naked? No, no, thank you, God. I don't want to be seeing, oh my gosh, I can't say what he just, oh, almost said it. Can I say that quote? Can I say that? It's what he said.
I want to say yes because it's news.
Okay, so woodpeckers. Imagine that. Okay. He goes, no, thank you, God. I don't want to be seeing them. Woodpeckers. They're in your backyard. Deputies found Zipper sitting on a chair by the pool. And then when they came over to him, he was bragging about how he could hold his breath underwater for 3 minutes. They arrested Zipper for trespassing, disorderly intoxication, and resisting a deputy without violence. This is like, that is a whole show.
You got through that.
Those people, what they just went through. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do, I need another one. Oh, you need another. Okay, let's do 7-Eleven with the box cutter. I mean, you can kick that out of somebody's hand.
You can.
You know, I'm not afraid of no box cutter. I'm going to kick it out of your hand. I'm going to break your jaw. So this guy walks up into a 7-Eleven and Circle K in Collier County and was threatening people with a box cutter. He's 38.
Right.
Dude, evil and dumb make you look old. 38-year-old Steven Sacco entered the store. He said he was hungry. And the clerk pointed towards the food items and said, you can buy food. And then Sacco goes, how about I steal it? I'm not kidding. That's what the sheriff's affidavit said. So then Sacco raised a box cutter in the air and said, I'm a CUB. And then the clerk said he feared for his life. Surveillance footage showed Sacco holding the box cutter near the counter area. And he left without stealing anything. Then he went to Circle K, tried the same thing. According to police, he had 6 4 Locos in his possession. Wow. That seems bad. He was totally taken into custody. Third hour on the way. Should Tony Gonzalez resign? Stay with us.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
You've written a hell of a book, and I don't say that lightly. I went through it in a quick hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And trust me, I don't read very fast, but it reads at an unbelievable pace. It's so well written. And of course, it's so familiar because I felt a little bit adjacent to so much of the subject matter. But it's 18 chapters. It's an impressive piece of work, 263 or so pages.
Wait a second, though. I was told that he didn't read books by him. Yeah. He told us that he didn't read any books. So when he's talking to a black audience, he's like, I don't read no books. And then when he's talking to these people, he tries to sound like a neuroscientist. I don't even know who these people were that he's talking to. He's telling white people that, yes, I read this book in an hour and a half. Dude, maybe he has Tourette's, you know, like that gentleman at the BAFTA. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of this third hour. We have been previewing State of the Union. Tomorrow we're going to be recapping it. I just saw this ridiculous headline. The USA men's hockey team utterly failed to meet the cultural moment. It's from USA Today. I can't. They're so mad. They are so incredibly angry that there was this amazing rah-rah go USA moment that they decide that this is what they're doing. By the way, the men's team, they have arrived at Andrews Air Force Base and they are going to be at the State of the Union. Yeah, they're saying, USA Today says, oh, well, they utterly failed to meet the cultural moment. I think that whoever Mary Clark is, the broad that wrote this piece, has utterly failed to read the room. That's what it's all about. It's about tearing down the United States in any way possible. And to make it unenjoyable. They're only happy if they're able to humiliate our nation on an international stage. That's the only time that these people are happy. I mean, because you know why? Everything that the U.S. stands for is opposite of what their ideology is. And they can't have anything opposite of what their ideology is look as though it's successful. This is an insane story. Mary Clark, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So their hockey team is going to be the women's team. They were very, by the way, I don't want people slamming the women's team. They said the girls are different than the guys. A lot of these guys are professional hockey players. The women, apparently the NCAA stuff, they have missed what, something like 80 days of classes. They've missed a lot of classes, and there's a lot of stuff apparently that a lot of the women on the women's team, they have commitments, and somebody did a deep dive into it. It's not because it's a Trump thing. Although I will say, I do think it's a huge missed opportunity for them. I think it would be great for them to also be there, you know, in full if they were able and really promote female hockey. I think that would be great. But it wasn't them throwing shade at POTUS. Now, maybe a couple, but I don't really know. I think they're all just very excited. There's a lot of camaraderie between the men's and women's teams. And it's amazing that they both beat Canada and they both took gold. The reason that people have been talking about the men's team is because of the generational plane. And it goes back to that miracle on ice. And there's a lot of similarities. And that's why it's a cultural touch point, because you can draw from 40 years ago for it. That's why. It's not because men over women at all. And the people who keep trying to make it that want it to be that. Whenever they see an absence of division between the sexes, they seek to create it, because that's how these people maintain their relevancy. If they sit on the outside, on the periphery, and they're always complaining and criticizing because there is this perception of division, well, then that makes them relevant. But without that division, then they're irrelevant. What are they going to complain about, right? That's exactly what this is. By the way, that's the Candace Owens stuff. I mean, she brings up this Erica Kirk stuff and goes after a widow. And I just about can't hold my rage for people who want to go after a widow. You know, it's insane. But without that, where's her relevancy? She has to have a conspiracy theory so she can look like she's sitting on the periphery talking about it. Absent that, she has no relevancy at all. And that's where we are with this. Can I just say, too, I question the existence of her faith. I don't think she's a Christian at all. Aside from what Scripture commands us to do as it pertains to widows, repeatedly throughout Old and New Testament, how could you treat someone that you claimed was your friend, but we all know that wasn't true, they hadn't talked for years, how could you treat someone, the widow of someone who was a friend, with such contempt, knowing that all is seen by heaven? How could you do that? How could you behave that way and act so ungodly and so uncharitable and so disingenuously towards someone, knowing that all of heaven is watching? That's not a problem if you don't have faith in it. If you have no faith in a heaven, if you have no faith in an afterlife, if you have no at all whatsoever consideration for what we're commanded to do and how we're commanded to behave according to Scripture. And that's the rub. That's the difference right there. So I wanted to bring this up, switching gears here, to talk about some other godlessness. That, man, I put this, I think this, I had this in Substack on our headlines. The insane texts that have been coming out about Tony Gonzalez, and now, and as you know, a congressperson who representing a district in Texas, he's going up against Brandon Herrera, who, by the way, Brandon Herrera almost beat him last election. I don't know who's advising Trump on endorsements, but Trump came out and endorsed Tony Gonzalez, who's a big gun control guy, big red flag, the whole nine yards. He wants, you know, universal background checks. He likes assault weapons bans. He likes the whole nine yards. I don't know how you're a Republican, but, you know, I also don't know how you're a Republican banging your staffer and then leaving her despondent to the point where she turns herself into a human candle. It's just horrifying and tragic. And the husband has spoken out repeatedly. You know, he has really, really gone after Tony Gonzalez's character, and justifiably so. Now other lawmakers are coming out. Brandon Gill, Congressman Gill out of Texas, has called out Tony Gonzalez. He's saying he should resign. A lot of other lawmakers have come out and have been speaking about this now. And it's not just GOP women. I know Politico is trying to make it a GOP woman thing, but it's not. There are a lot of men, and God love them, there are a lot of men coming out and saying, no, this guy's got to go. And you've had, again, more text messages come out. Brandon Herrera as well. I also read, let me pull this up. I had this and I think I accidentally closed it. I think the NRCC, that's the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. I think, well, first off, they need to stop spending anything on Gonzalez in this race. Absolutely. But I also think that they are kind of withdrawing. I had a headline how they're sort of withdrawing from this race already. You know, POTUS should have endorsed Herrera out of the gate. I mean, in the beginning, he should have listened to people in Texas and not just, you know, K Street people who would never leave D.C. But yeah, it was the NRCC that is apparently now stepping away and getting out of this. They're trying to get out of this. They don't want to have anything to do with Gonzalez. He's going to be an anchor on everybody's race. He is going to be an anchor. And the fact that, you know, he has all these text messages come out, the husband has confirmed it, other staffers have confirmed it in text. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, he can't go with all this is made up and use that as defense. He just simply cannot. I hope independent journalists who may be at the State of the Union ask him about this. I mean, they need to. But should he resign? Or because Johnson was asked about it and he said, well, that's something I'm leaving to voters. Is that, should it be left to voters? Now I'm always cautious whenever I call for people to resign. I don't know if I've ever called for a lawmaker, I think maybe once, to resign. Because I look at what law has been broken. I think the severity of the law in question, I think that absolutely plays into it. it determines whether or not someone should resign. You know, the depravity of their offense, the severity of their offense. I'm not worried about that district going blue. Like I said, Herrera almost won it already. And he's running neck and neck with Gonzalez now. So it's not, you know, I'm not super concerned about that district going blue. If he resigns, you know, I'm trying to think how you would do a special election with that and what the deadline would be. But he's, you know, we're going into, you know, the first votes. We're in early voting right now. March 3rd is when voting starts and we're going into midterms. I mean, do we wait for the election or do we have him resign now? Do you think it's as bad for him to, it's as bad as a resignation would be the proper penalty, Kame?
Yeah, I think a resignation might kill two birds with one stone, which might be a better political move for him. But again, I think it was just as early as today or as late as today, however you want to say it, that he is committed to not resigning. And he's going to just keep going the way things are going.
Mm-hmm. Now, Abbott would have to call a special election to fill the vacancy if he were to resign. Or no, he would not appoint a replacement. He would have to call a special election. And that takes a little bit. Every state, you know, has a different way of handling it. So that would, they'd have to set a date for that. And then whoever would run would fill the unexpired term, the remainder of that term. And, I mean, a resignation would reduce the voting strength. So I tend to be very Machiavellian about stuff to the point where you almost think I'm working against it, but I'm not, because I always have an end goal in mind. I want legislation that I want passed, whether it be in the state or whether it be nationally. Is this something that can wait a few months until the election? I think yes, but I think that he needs to be defeated. I don't know if I want to, this is not, have, I look at Tony Gonzalez as a whorish tool. A whorish tool to use only to advance the strength of the GOP in Congress. Because if he does resign, that is going to further reduce the majority that the Republicans have in the House. And it's already super slim right now, as is. They take a hit in their strength until a special election, and then that's only for that's only for the remainder of the term, which he's up for re-election now. So you're just talking about the span of a few months, and you're also talking about the taxpayer dollars that would have to go to facilitate a special election, which that would be the only thing on the ballot. So because the timing, it would take a little bit for that to happen. So until that time, I mean, do you trust having a reduced strength in Congress up until, I mean, because the election's coming up. We're in it right now. That's how I look at it. But I want him out. Now, if he were to win over Herrera for re-election, oh, hell yes, he's got to go. At that point, yes, resign. And then I think you need to drown him in receipts, rhetorically speaking, until he does. But I think you can't use that as a mechanism for voters not doing their job. I'm very consistent on this. Even back during the days of Todd Akin, I was like, no, he can't step down. That's a voter thing. I went against even conservatives on this that weren't as conservative as they thought they were. You can go back. I got receipts for days. I've never been inconsistent on this stuff to the point where it infuriates people. But I don't want to reduce our already slim majority. So that's where I stop. Does that make sense? Like I said, he is a whorish tool. Use him as one and then get him out. We're going to talk to his challenger here coming up, though, Brandon Herrera, who Trump should have backed from the beginning. Yep. If his advisors knew anything about Texas politics, that's what would have happened.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome.
I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, this is crazy. An Italian woman had to endure 4 years of chemo for a non-existent cancer. What a medical blunder. Holy wow. She went through chemo for 4 years for a cancer that apparently never existed. The hospital has basically agreed to pay her $500,000 in compensation. Yeah, I mean, they thought it was terminal lymphoma. Yeah, terminal lymphoma. And it wasn't at all. Apparently it was a single misreading and it cascaded through the entire system. Holy wow. Mysterious spikes in Earth's heartbeat are scrambling human brains with an eerie, high-pitched ringing is what people are describing it as. The natural humming vibration has experienced a series of unusual spikes in recent weeks. Is it aliens? They're saying that the phenomenon could influence mood and cognition. They're still studying it. I'm not saying it's a giant kaiju ready to like pop out of the Pacific, but it could be, you know. A New Zealand woman beat her boyfriend's sleeping brother with a frying pan. Oh, if you wanted to know whether or not she was on meth, yes, and she was detained. Brandon Herrera in Texas's 23rd congressional race against Tony Gonzalez. He joins me next.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
No.
You're not. What do you, are those text messages correct? Are they accurate?
I am not going to resign. I work every day for the people of Texas.
But are those text messages, are they accurate? Are those real text messages?
I'm not going to resign. I work every day for the people of Texas.
Did you carry it?
And there will be a opportunity for all the details and facts to come out. What you've seen is not all the facts.
Did you have an extramarital affair with a staffer?
What you've seen is not all the facts, and there'll be an ample time for all of that to come out.
What are the facts? Tell it. Can you address it right now? Your constituents want to know.
My constituents are not here in D.C. My constituents are back home in Texas.
You're representing them in D.C., though, you absolute lunchbox. You are representing them in D.C. So that was actually just what earlier today. That is Congressman Tony Gonzalez. He arrived for a House Republican conference meeting, arrived for State of the Union, And he, of course, was immediately besieged upon by reporters asking him if he's going to resign. He says he's not going to. He says the facts have to come out. What do you mean? What facts? I mean, we've been talking about it. You guys are aware of it. The text messages that came out. He had an affair with a staffer. She was despondent. The husband's even gone after him and has called into question his integrity, his even ability to do his job. It sounded like he was playing around more than he was doing his job. Speaking of doing their job, Brandon Herrera, who nearly beat him the first time around, and I think would have had he had POTUS's endorsement and the NRCC behind him. Hopefully, both of those entities are a lot smarter the second time and they get behind him now, because he could do the job in Congress without backing red flag law, universal background checks, or any kind of gun bans. He's literally on the campaign trail right now. He's out in West Texas where there is hardly any cell phone service. He is on the side of some road somewhere near Big Bend. That's all we know. We probably don't even know where he's at. He's like out there in the middle of nowhere in his car, God love him. And he's joining us now via video, the AK guy, Brandon Herrera, who is running for Texas's 23rd congressional district. He joins us now via video. I know that you are out there running around in West Texas meeting voters. First off, Brandon, thanks for joining us. What are you hearing from people? Because there, from what I'm hearing from affiliates just in Texas, from listeners around the state, they are appalled. They are aghast. They don't want somebody like this representing them in Congress.
100%. And first of all, Dana, thank you for having me on. It's been wild. This is something that, frankly, a lot of people here on the ground, and especially there in Uvalde, people have known about for some time. And I'm finally, it's good to see that it's getting some traction, because while it's obviously it's a tragedy, this is a horrible thing to have happened. I really like to see when people are held accountable, because there's a lot of people in politics that feel like they can just do whatever they want. They can not only vote against the will of their constituents, but they can go off and do egregious things in their personal life. And they think that just because they have a position of power, they'll get away with it. And it's really, I mean, it's a white pill, so to speak, to see that not play out in real time.
I was also appalled when I saw that Gonzalez was trying to blame you for all of this.
Yeah.
That, what is your response to that? I know you had said something on X about it, but I also know that you've been on the campaign trail, so you've been more busy there instead of living, you know, perpetually online. How did you take that when you saw that? He was blaming you for all of this.
I thought it was laughable. And it's, you know, obviously this is a tragic thing to have happened, but there's people that are genuinely upset with me for talking about it. And that
really?
Has always seemed very strange to me, that you're more upset for me or you're more upset at me for telling the truth and trying to expose who your congressman is than you are upset at your congressman for doing these egregious, in my mind, indefensible things.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a single good reason. I don't think there's a single thing that you could say that would make any of this okay.
Yeah. You have a child that is now without a mother. You have a husband who is now a widow, and you have a woman who killed herself in one of the worst ways imaginable by setting herself on fire. And it seemed as though, from what all the information that's publicly reported, she was pretty despondent over this. I mean, being able to be accountable and understanding cause and effect, I feel like that's like number one criteria in to serve voters in D.C. And the fact that there is a woman's death that's on the table here, this is not something that I and apparently a lot of many other people feel like is something that can just be brushed under the rug here. I mean, he has to answer for this.
100%. And a lot of people say, well, affairs happen in politics all the time. And unfortunately, that's kind of true. there's plenty to choose from. But this is different. This is very different, because not only is this an affair, from a married man. This is an affair from a married man with a subordinate, somebody he's in a position of power over. It's a direct violation of House ethics. On top of that, it's one that was It led to a wrecking a home so bad that now a woman is dead.
Yeah.
And that is an insane. I've honestly never seen anything like this. And I never would have thought in a million years. I never would have hoped in a million years that something like this would happen in my race. But I don't understand how people are still defending this man.
Right. And it also brings a lot of other things into question, because I saw a photo when he was part of a House Codel down in Boca Chica, and he was visiting. They were visiting SpaceX and talking with Elon Musk, and they were with, you know, the heads of a number of different government agencies. That's a pretty high profile thing. And you're also talking about government contracts. You're talking about defense. You're talking about military. You're talking about AI, technological progression nationally. You cannot have behavior like that is now going to to, you know, be associated with all of these other things. I mean, it's bad. It's bad for the country. It's bad professionally. And it and he was pictured with his mistress at the time. There's a photo of him with his mistress, his staffer, and Elon Musk, and then other government agency heads. I mean, do people not realize how unprofessional and dangerous that is?
Yeah, no, and you know, there was a time in politics where we thought, you know, let's send our best. Let's send statesmen, people who've succeeded, people that we trust to represent us in office. And now, unfortunately, we're in the age of the career politician. We're not, as Trump says, you know, they're not sending their best. We're not sending our best. We're not sending people that I think that we can trust to represent us. These are people that should never be anywhere near a clipboard, let alone a government position of power, because the first time they get a taste of it, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's, you know, women, whatever it is, they go wild. And that's not something that you need near an office like this.
Do you think it's fair? And this might be a rhetorical question. Do you think it's fair to call into his judgment on other issues? I mean, Tony Gonzalez was a guy who also joined with Democrats to pass one of the biggest gun control pieces of legislation from Biden and Harris. And he was very vociferously adamant that this needed to pass. He's for red flag laws. He's for universal background checks. He's flirted with quote unquote assault weapons bans. I mean, I think it's safe to say that this is just a pattern of really bad judgment from someone. Can we trust somebody like that to sit here and actually, you know, abridge our Second Amendment rights when this is how they act personally?
Well, Dana, last time when I ran against him, and honestly, in the beginning of this race, when I ran against him, my qualms with him were entirely based on his judgment on his voting record. You know, his vote for warrantless surveillance through FISA spying, his votes against the Second Amendment, his votes against the 10th Amendment, his votes against border security. So many things that I think he voted against conservative ideals on. That's what initially led me to come into this race. And now I realize that his personal character, something I've never attacked before, is actually one of the most egregious examples that we have sitting in D.C. currently. And frankly, like, I understand why so many in Congress are calling for him to resign.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez has a body count. Not even Hunter Biden has a body count. And I hope that voters take that into consideration. I wanted to ask you, the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, have they reached out to you? Because there are a lot of people putting pressure from what I've been hearing on that organization to not work with Gonzalez in this. I know the primary is March 3rd. Early voting has started. And then there's the issue of the Trump endorsement, which a lot of us think Trump should have endorsed you the first time around. He should have endorsed you this time around as well. Now there's the chance that he could withdraw this endorsement of Gonzalez. I mean, really, it should be with you. Have you heard from anybody within the administration or the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee?
Look, speaking candidly, I have not heard from anybody within House leadership or the White House directly. But that being said, I'm still looking forward to, reading the tea leaves, it looks like Tony's time is over. And I'm looking forward to being able to represent the district and the true conservative voice of the district. So I'm looking forward to working with House leadership. I'm looking forward to working with the White House to try to get Trump's agenda accomplished. I feel like that's something that's critically important to the future of the country. So whether they supported me in the past or not makes no difference to me. It doesn't change my values and it doesn't change how I plan to represent the district.
It feels like you would be one of the first truly grassroots people in Congress since the days of the Tea Party. So I hope that people, I mean, you know, if I could go and vote for you, I would. I may.
If you were a Democrat, you would vote for me anyway.
I would. I'd vote for you several times and I'd take other dead Social Security numbers and do it too. I mean, I'd vote for you a whole bunch of times. But Brandon Herrera, I know that you got to get back on the campaign trail. We appreciate your time. And can I just say that you've been actually very classy about this, a lot classier than your opposition. And you've really kept it focused on the issues while the storm has been swirling. So I hope people notice your discernment on this and take that into account when they're casting their ballot coming up either now or March 3rd. So get back on the campaign trail, go and meet those voters, but we really appreciate you.
I appreciate it, Dana. Thank you for having me on.
Of course, always. Brandon Herrera, the AK guy, you can find him on X. And if you're out there in West Texas, we got a lot of listeners out there. He's on the campaign trail going out there. I almost said kissing hands and shaking babies, but that's not the right way to say it. It's kissing babies and shaking hands. But I love that he was in his car. He literally had to pull over on the side of the road because he's had no signal out there in West Texas. Landman, I think Taylor Sheridan's Landman is not accurate with that cell phone signal out there. Anybody that lives out in West Texas is like, how can you have Billy Bob out there calling somebody next to a rig when there's no signal. So I just had to say that. We have a lot more on the way. We got today in stupidity coming up. And then, of course, the State of the Union tonight. And we're going to be, we've been previewing that, and we're going to have a huge recap tomorrow in case you didn't watch, which I think you're going to want to, but it's going to be a late night.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. I have no idea how to set up this very cultural video, so I'm just going to jump into it. So this is from the New York Post. Here's the headline. Popular looks maxing influencer Androgenic has his wig snatched off his head in a humiliating public stunt. So this guy, okay, first off, do you know what looks maxing is? No, you don't. You know why? Because you're not an infant. And also, it's a stupid term. But it's like, it's an online subculture that is about physical attractiveness through either grooming or fitness, which is soft maxing, or like surgeries and extreme procedures, which are called hard maxing. So basically, I feel like Alpha, Gen Alpha, has never heard of metrosexual. This dude is a metrosexual. That's it. And they, I mean, he's just like a chick that would get plastic surgery, right? That's pretty much all it is. He's like a male Kardashian in a way. But the guy, he calls himself Androgenic. Isn't that what he's, how he says his name? This is so stupid. But he was on a video and he was, oh gosh, this is how it's described. Androgenic had his hat stolen by a stranger, revealing his clapped bald hairline and exposing him as a fraud maxer. The hair was a lie. He was wearing a wig. Generational aura loss. No recovery possible. Bald mogged. Meaning, mogging is like when you look good in a video, but he's not bald mog at all.
You were reading English, though, right? It was English.
This is the video. He looks like an absolute turd. Oh, no! And his head got tiny. Ow!
What?
It's the Jotaro hat. It's Jotaro Kujo's hat. Like, only two of us got that. Kane and I.
There it is.
There it is, right there. It's the Jotaro Kujo hat, and only, like, two of you are going to understand that reference. That's okay. By the way, his head got so tiny. That's like when some dudes shave and all of a sudden their chin disappears and they have nothing. It's just mouth and neck. There's nothing else there. He's, oh man, dude, you can go to Turkey and get plugs. No one's going to judge you. It's like women get extensions. But who does this stuff? That's a metrosexual. Like he's all, it's just, no. I don't get it. I don't get that. Even with the wig and the hat, it's not an attractive look. It's too manscaped. It's too femme. But the way that the language is.
Yeah, I think they got it reversed. Have you heard of the soft maxing and the hard maxing?
We just talked about it.
I know, but so that should be reversed. Like if you're hard maxing, that means you're doing all the things, the difficult things like fitness and diet.
No, they say the hard thing is the surgery, right? And that soft maxing is the, I don't understand that. I'm like, get 8 hours of sleep, right? Drink water. take care of yourself, groom, get your fitness on. That's, you know, that's not hard. I don't get it. That's, yeah, that's called soft maxing, hard maxing. I guess this guy had surgery to make his chin, his jaw or whatever,
yes,
more, I don't even know. I don't know that. All I know is that he looks like a metrosexual.
Yep.
He looks like a guy for whom the fanny pack was invented, right? He's that guy. He is the guy that, yeah, he shaves his arms. I don't think you should do that unless you're a bodybuilder. He's that guy. I think he shaved his pits too. That's weird. I don't like a man that has shaved. That's weird. Oh, no. I don't like that at all. So, can't. Anyway, we've got very serious opinions on this stuff. But that head, but his head got so tiny and weird shaped. You know, it's like an almond M&M, and sometimes they come out imperfect like that. Like the candy shell's just a little lopsided, like it got turned in processing. You know what I mean? Like that. It pointed forward a little. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's mean, or maybe it's Maybelline. Kane, today in stupidity.
All right, from metrosexual to homosexual, let's go to cut 10.
Oh, this is all the sexuals.
All the sexuals today. Cut 10 is Don Lemon, and let's just let him talk, and you'll see exactly why he's today in stupidity. Yeah.
I don't understand why anyone would be want to be in the vicinity of this president at all. Just being honest. If they called on the phone call, I would say, no, thank. No, thanks. No, I don't. Thanks. Do you want to take the call? No.
No one asked.
Tell
no
them to call
one's
someone else.
You.
Nobody
I'm not
cares.
Interested in
no
me.
One's calling you, first of all.
Yeah,
no one's
no
inviting
one's,
you
no
anywhere.
One's calling you.
No one wants you around.
Like, who's calling Don Lemon? Nobody. Nobody's calling him. It's okay. All right. So you don't have to stress yourself out with that one.
Maybe you can do some soft maxing.
Wait, I got to remember what that is. Is he gay mogging?
I don't know what that is.
Is he gay maxing? He's gay maxing right now. He's also tard maxing, too, with that opinion. I don't even know what happened. Folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow recapping the State of the Union. Find the podcast, Substack. Have a great night.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.